So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And there's a very nice topic that this year's Landers College Model Beit Din presented. And this is its eighth year of Landers Model Beit Din. TBC participated as usual. Very respectable second place, very, very strong second place finish. And the case was as follows. Very, very interesting case where an ophthalmologist diagnosed a patient who was about to get engaged in very nice employment, but drives, and with a very serious eye illness to the point that he should not be driving. His vision is impaired, but he continued to drive, and the doctor threatened to report him. And if he continued to drive, and the patient threatened the doctor, saying that if he says something, that he will be sued and likely will be disbarred for violating a medical, for violating patient, doctor-patient confidentiality. So what does the halacha say about this? Is the ophthalmologist required to disclose to the government authorities the danger, even if it means he's going to be risking losing his livelihood? So this is a very, very interesting issue. We hotly debated it. It was done very, very nicely. And the basis of a tshuva from Yishele to Tshuva Yechavadat, Chelek Dalet Siman Samach, where Rav Avadja writes that if a doctor knows he has an epileptic patient and he has not reported this to the DMV, to the Department of Motor Vehicles Bureau, that he has this problem, this person is a danger to be on the road. He can have an epileptic fit in the middle of driving, and it can endanger everybody, and therefore to eliminate the sakana for the entire community, then he is a mitzvah v'chovah. It is a mitzvah for him to report, and it is an obligation for the doctor to report. Rav Avadja does not deal with is he required to give up his livelihood for it. So you can make a case that you are not required to give up your livelihood, because many achronim, including Chatam Sofer, the Pitchei Tshuva, the Prima Gadim, they believe that the obligation of lo tam odo dam riacha means not allowed to stand idly by when a brother's blood is being shed, if the person's life is being endangered, and this is a negative prohibition. Mitzvah lo taaseh. Now, the Rama rules in Yorah De'as Siman Kufnun Zayin that, according from the Rashba, the Rivash, the Ran, also great Sephardic Rishonim, that one is required to sacrifice all of their money in order not to violate a lo taaseh. So it seems from the Rama, if it's a matter of lo taaseh, well, maybe this rule of the lo taaseh, the Rama says lo that again, boy, you have to spend 20% of your money, only up to 20%, not more, to fulfill a positive mitzvah. A negative prohibition. You have to be required to give up all of your money. So it would seem lichora, you have to give up all of your money in order not to violate, violate lo tam odo dam riacha. The doctor has to should report, ophthalmologist report to the Department of Motor Vehicles, because he's going to, even if it means he loses his license. However, on the other hand, the Prima Gadim, Chatam Sofer, and say that this rule lo taaseh, violating a lo taaseh, you have to give up all your money. That means only a lo taaseh where you're violating actively. It's not a matter of whether it's a positive mitzvah, negative mitzvah, whether you're active or passive. So lo tam odo dam riacha may be a negative prohibition, but nonetheless, it is, one violates it by doing nothing. So by being passive. So since the doctor is only being passively endangering his life, is only passively violating this prohibition, he is not required to lose his medical license. So rules. So rules Rav Eliashiv. So rules Rav Eliezer Aldenburg and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Asher Weiss. Most of these rabbis speak about in a case where if a doctor would violate a DNR order, is he required to violate a do not resuscitate order, where the halakha would obligate him to resuscitate, but the person gave an order not to resuscitate. So, but doing so would cause him to lose his license. So he does not have to give up his livelihood. All these posts that I quoted say in order to try to save that person by violating his DNR order. So they follow the Prima Gadin, Mechtam Sofer, that Lo Tamor Adam Riecha does not require sacrificing all of one's money. That's the opinion of all these great achronim. It is supported by the Sefer Achinuch, who writes that to violate Lo Talin Pulat Zachir Tchad Boker, prohibition of delaying payment to a worker, does not apply to more than 20% of your money. I mean, why did you hire this person in the first place? That is a good question. What's the sechel there? Why did this person not? Why didn't he have the money? Why didn't he have the money? Why did he hire this person? But technically speaking, Lo Talin does not apply if it's going to be more than 20% of the money. So you have a Sefer Chinuch backing up the Chatam Sofer and the Prima Gadim, and therefore there's room to be lenient, and one could be lenient, and so therefore one could say that the doctor does not have to report, but he's not going to be sued, because actually it seems from what we checked out he would be what's called a mandated reporter. He is required to report, and therefore he would not be protected from suit, because he's doing it for public safety, and therefore he's not actually risking his livelihood. On the other hand, the Svara could say that maybe he should not disclose it, because once doctors are going to start disclosing these things, then people are going to be afraid to go to doctors. So these are all issues that can go back and forth. See why it was a rich debate today. Very good day at Lander's Model Beit Din. You can see a very, very interesting topic. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much bryut.